On the 9th and 10th of April, I will be chairing here in Rome the second international conference on human trafficking. This is a very important initiative. It's not the only initiative with regard to human trafficking, but it is a unique initiative because it is about the practice, the day-by-day work to counter that real scourge around the world of commercial trafficking in human beings. So this conference brings together church leaders and law enforcement officers from around the world. So we will have at least 14, probably 20 heads of police services. So the head of Interpol is coming. The Metropolitan Police Commissioner in charge of the whole policing for London is coming. The heads of police services from Brazil, India, Albania, Australia, Germany. There are 14 or more heads of police organisations that are coming to this conference because it is about practical cooperation between the church on the ground and the law enforcement agencies in the fight against human trafficking. Now, this conference, in a way, is based on the work we've been doing in London for about the last 3 years, of working closely with the Metropolitan Police. And it is victim-driven. It is something that is very important to us as a church in England and Wales, that here are very helpless victims, and by attending to them and their needs, we can actually make a huge contribution with the police to the tackling of this problem. How does it work? Well, it works on three levels. First of all, it is quite often that victims of trafficking find within the church a safe place in which they can begin to identify themselves as victims and talk about what has happened to them. So there have been raids in London, and the information about those raids have started in church circles because the church provides a safe place in which victims begin to speak. And so on the back of that, we try hard to raise awareness about the breadth of human trafficking. So we started a day of prayer, and the patron saint of this work is Saint Josephine Baquita, as you know, herself a slave. And that's our patron saint for our work with trafficking. Secondly, we try and help to provide immediate refuge for those who are rescued from effective slavery. So there's somewhere for them to go once the police have made their arrests and kind of brought them out. And then there's an immediate refuge that we try to help provide. And then thirdly, there is the work of reintegration, either for people who want to go home, back to their country of origin, or those who can't for whatever reason and stay in England. And of course, key players in this, absolutely key players at the heart of this work, are religious women, are the orders of religious women in London who build up the relationship with those who have been trafficked and are right at the front line of this work in London. So it's on the basis of that experience for 3 years or so that we now come to this second international conference in Rome, 9th to 10th of April, which it will be my privilege to chair. It's done in cooperation with the Holy See, obviously, and all those attending the conference at midday on the Thursday will meet with Pope Francis.